Good morning, Facebook. Today is the 29th of September, Tuesday morning. Hope you're having a good week. We're told in Scripture, "My grace is sufficient for thee." Does that mean you? Does that mean me? Is His grace sufficient for us? Well, it is sufficient for us if we're one of His. If He's chosen you before the foundation of the world, if He's given you to the Son, then most assuredly His grace is sufficient for you and for me if I'm one of His. We're told that He is His love, the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You know that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sakes He became poor, that ye through poverty might be rich. Grace is unmerited. There's nothing we can do to merit God's grace. No matter how hard we try to work our way to salvation, we can't do it. We have no hand in it. And it's good to know that He has freely laid His life down for His people. And there's nothing we can do to add to or take away from it. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. It was grace that taught my heart to fear. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thy heart. My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Good morning, YouTube. Glad to have you with us this morning as well. This 29th of September, Tuesday morning. We're speaking of the grace of God, the love of Christ. Hereby we perceive we the love of God, because He laid down His life for us. Beloved, if God so loved us, we all ought also to love one another. Be kind one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Forbearing one another and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give His life a ransom for many. Christ suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow His steps. Ye also ought to wash one another's feet, for I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you. We ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. 1 John 3:16, Ephesians 3:19, John 15:13, 2 Corinthians 8:9, 1 John 4:11, Ephesians 4:32, Colossians 3:13, Mark 10:45, 1 Peter 2:21, John 13:14 and 15, and 1 John 3:16. Do not I fill the earth, saith the Lord, the fullness of him that filleth all in all? I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. This is indeed the grace This is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Moses said unto the Lord, I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee. Exodus 33:12-14. Show me thy ways, O Lord, teach me thy paths. Psalm 25:4. My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. Well, it's good to know that we serve a merciful, loving Savior. It's good to know that he freely laid his life down for us. And he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. When we think of the forbearance and the mercy and the grace of God, it shows us our own ineptness and our own tendency to walk in our own ways. But Christ was the personification of a servant. He showed forth his love and his glory in his suffering for us. Well, the Prince of Peace has spoken, and his sheep have heard. Peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. The Prince of Peace has spoken, and his sheep have heard. I am the Good Shepherd, and the Good Shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. The Prince of Peace has spoken, and his sheep have heard. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Yes, the Prince of Peace has spoken, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Christ is the fountain of all good. Yes, there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. This fountain is an endless supply and with God's elect forever remains. This everlasting water we drink of each day to replenish our souls along the pilgrim way. Christ, the fountain of all good, forever doth provide a shelter from the storm, and in the cleft of this rock we hide. Our thirst he will always quench when we are oh so dry. With this everlasting stream of water he always does supply. The wonder of grace. How can we describe the wonder of grace? How could God, who loved us so much, send his dear son to die for a wretch so unworthy and undone? How could God give such a precious gift to a sinner like me? It's the wonder of grace, that's all it can be. I deserved hell in my wretched state, full of sin and dead and full of hate. Against the one who died for me, how could this wonder of grace ever be? The wonder of grace speaks to our souls, knowing God's dear Son paid and controls our destiny, and yes, we gaze on His face and continue to thank Him for the wonder of grace. Well, I hope this finds you marveling in the wonder of grace this morning. May the good Lord be with you the remainder of this week. I'm going to be out of the loop for 3 days. We'll be back Friday. Continue to keep us in your prayers, and you're in our prayers as well. God bless.